भगवद्गीता 4.7 यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम धर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य व्हेनेवर एंड व्हेरेवर ग्लानिर्भवति भारत, देयर इज ग्लानि डिक्लाइन, भवति भारत और डिसेंडेंट ऑफ भरत, then there is a decline of religion, abhyutthanam adharmasya, abhyutthanam, and there is growth or predominance, adharmasya, of irreligion, and tadatmanam srujamyaham, at that time I manifest myself. So essentially what Krishna is saying here is that he manifests himself for those who are ready, for those who actually leave the path of dharma. And it is actually, we'll see Krishna describes himself, the reasons for his manifestation in the next verse, and also in the verse after that, 8 and 9. In this verse, he's describing more the circumstances. So, yada yada can either be seen as a poetical ornament to emphasize through repetition, or it can also be seen as referring to wherever and whenever. Yada yada hi dharmasya, wherever and whenever dharma declines, I manifest. And this verse is central to one of the defining and distinguishing characteristics of Sanatana Dharma, its universality. Defining and distinguishing. Defining means that which is a central, prominent, intrinsic characteristic of something. That which makes a thing a thing, that is its defining characteristic. And distinguishing characteristic means that which differentiates a thing from other things. So, most of the, many of the religions of this world are history-centered. That means that a particular historical event happened and that was a remarkable event, and it was the remarkable event that set off the chain of history. That means it was this remarkable event that made it possible for a particular form of religion to start and a particular way of approaching God to begin. So, for example, among the history-centered religions, we can consider three Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and all three of them have particular historical events, whether it is the leaving by the Egypt, from Egypt for the chosen people to come to Jerusalem, or it is the appearance of Jesus, or it is the appearance of Muhammad, whatever. Now, if Jesus had not descended, if Muhammad had not come, well, these religions would have nothing left to them. These religions cannot be conceived without them. And the whole idea of the historical revelation of God being limited to a particular time and to that time alone. Although the idea is that after that time, again people can be delivered by the mercy available from that time. But still, it raises several questions. If Jesus is the deliverer of the world, how are people who came before Jesus, how are they delivered? And how will the people who never come to know about Jesus be delivered? They're born in such remote, far-flung parts of the world where there's no name of the gospel available. So, the history-centered religions, they limit the eternal to the historical. They reduce the eternal to the historical. But the Bhagavad Gita does not do any such limitation. It says that the eternal or the transcendental Lord manifests again and again. Wherever and whenever dharma declines, the eternal Lord manifests. That means his manifestation is not limited to a particular time, place, circumstance. Or it is not limited, essentially. That's why we will see that there are many, many incarnations. And in fact, the Bhagavatam says that there are as many incarnations as there are rivers in an ocean, as there are waves in an ocean. The waves in an ocean are unlimited. And why are there unlimited incarnations of God? Because his love for us is unlimited. And out of his unlimited love, he manifests again and again. So now, this universality. Yes, Krishna is, Krishna is the Bhagavan, so Krishna is God himself. It is definitely true, and Krishna's incarnation is special. But at the same time, Krishna is not the only incarnate, only form of the divine to manifest in this world. There are many other forms also who manifest, and they all enable people to come closer to God and to ultimately attain God. So they all come to establish the mission of dharma. And understanding this universality of Sanatana Dharma is central, is foundational for understanding defining and distinguishing characteristic. So rather than claiming only one particular historical event to be of eternal and universal importance to the exclusion of all other historical events, which makes God appear partial or biased favorably towards some and unfavorably towards others, it describes that God appears again and again. This Bhagavad Gita was described that God appears again and again. And it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur in our Sampradaya for the first time who explained this verse in the context of the Abrahamic religions. And he says, sometimes God comes as God, man, sometimes God comes himself, and sometimes he sends his son, and sometimes he sends his servant. And whatever way he comes, the important thing is that he carries on the same mission of establishing dharma. So the relevance of this verse beyond the immediate context of the Sanatana Dharma, beyond between the socio-geographical context of Sanatana Dharma, that means Aryavarta or Bharatvarsha as it is understood conventionally, how this verse applies to other religions beyond them, that is revealed to us for the first time by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The principles are implicit, but the previous acharyas did not have to deal with, but the acharyas before Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not have to deal with traditions outside the Sanatana Dharma. And that's why they did not have to address this concern. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur addressed this concern, and so did Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada went to the extent of saying that Jesus is also our guru, because he had so much love for God that he was ready to lay down his life for the service of God. Now, the principle here is to recognize that we are all loved by God, and wherever we may be, whenever we may be, God is always planning in various ways to deliver us. And rather than claiming exclusivity of any particular religious tradition, rather than claiming monopoly over God, what this verse reveals is the plurality of God's manifestations and the unlimitedness of his mercy. In that he keeps coming again and again and again. And thus he delivers his mercy to us. And by that we can keep marching ahead in our journey to him. Thank you.